for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
We're going to get into Rock Dog because he actually has the winning coach of the Colac Tigers. Rowan McSparran is going to join us. Thanks, Rock Dog.
Well, Rowan, you got the job done in the end. What were your thoughts at halftime?
I thought it was pretty scrappy. We were scrappy. We were off the pace. And their pressure was a lot better than ours.
Rowan, congratulations. It was probably not an ideal setup in terms of the wind and the weather the way it was, but credit to St Joey's. They certainly took it up to you. I know that we spoke to you before the game. You weren't expecting an easy game, but they certainly were pretty good for three and probably three quarters.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought their pressure around the footy, especially younger players, they've brought a lot of younger players in. I've seen Carso hand out about six or seven jumpers prior to the game. So they had some young boys out there and they competed really well in that first half, and they probably had the better of us in and around the footy.
Also, just the way that you worked in the midfield, it looked like you had obviously Veal and Walsh in the ruck. That seemed to work pretty well for you most of the day. But just in terms of your rotations in the middle, you know, Monaghan was pretty good there. Darcy Lang, we just were saying off air, I don't know whether you heard, but you know, he did what he had to do when he had to do it. You had contributors when you needed to do it.
Yeah, I thought Darcy was he's a class player, and we've seen some of the goals he kicked and just missed the other one there that, you know, he could have had three really classy goals. So he's a quality player, and Ryan Monaghan's pre-season's been fantastic so far, and he was good again today.
Ro, congratulations, mate. Good win. It was a good game of footy, to be quite honest. It was quite entertaining, and I know as a coach it's never entertaining, but from a spectator's point of view it was pretty entertaining. But I tell you, one player who really stood out for me today, and I'd just like to know your thoughts on it, Liam McCarthy. I reckon he would have had 12 probably uncontested intercept marks. He sets up so well behind the ball. I thought his game was fantastic today.
Yeah, and having a pre-season down at Geelong has obviously helped him with his confidence as well, and he did that last year for us as well, rebounding off half-back. I thought he was a bit scratchy to start with, but I think he finished the game really well. His third man up and being able to influence the contest has been really good for us.
Yeah, he certainly read it well, because I thought St. Joseph's really struggled with their forward entries, and he sort of picked off everything as it was coming in there at one stage, so he played a really good game.
Yeah, they had Webb down the other end doing the same thing, so they were playing kick to kick at some points there.
Yeah.
Another one who had a standout game was Bailey Scott. He's really worked his way into the game. His last half was pretty good.
Yeah, Bailey's last half was good. He probably turned the footy over a little bit today, which is unlike Bailey, but that last one that he kicked to the man on the mark and then ran him down, I thought he just wanted to chase a bloke. So, he's only getting better. Look, a young kid coming in for the district, that we want to give those boys opportunities at this good level, and he's taken it with both hands and doing a really good job so far.
And the man who kicked four goals, and a bit of a swing man down there, and obviously gives you a lot of a lead-up target, is Luke Hillman. He was pretty good today too.
Yeah, Hillman was okay again today. The conditions probably didn't suit him, being able to get up and back. You know, the ball movement wasn't true at times. It was a bit scrappy, so it probably hindered him a little bit at times, being able to read the flight of the ball and either come up or get back in behind it.
Probably a good contest good segue into round two against St Mary's next week. It was a really good hard-fought win.
Yeah, that's right. And look, Joey's is never an easy task, whether they've got five in, five, ten out or whatever. They're a quality club and have been for a number of years, and good hit out leading into St Mary's Twilight game next week back at home. But we're going to have to start the game a little bit better than that if we want to be competitive first up.
Injury-wise, you seem to be okay today. No real concerns?
Nah, we got through. I think both teams were pretty sore and tired towards the end of the game. A few boys from each team were starting to cramp up, so we'll monitor them through the week, but it looks like clean bill of health.
Congratulations this afternoon. Good luck for next week.
Thanks, guys.
Good work,
Rowan. Thanks, Rowan McSparran, the co-coach of the Colac Tigers there with the Rock Dog downstairs. We'll...
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.